Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In just a couple of days, Zimbabwe has entered into a season of uncertainty. That's first on our list of stories for today as we look at the situation and how it could affect the church. And then, what's the most important thing for a child to have? Is it love, safety, education? Well, how about all of the above? We'll come back to that in just a couple of moments. But first, the military in Zimbabwe is insisting that the takeover on Wednesday is not a coup. But analysts are calling it like it is. Zimbabwe's military has taken control of state institutions, broadcasters, and placed President Robert Mugabe under house arrest. Now, Mugabe was president for 37 years and has thwarted efforts so far to share power. Last week, he terminated former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, a powerful figure with military support, and this tipping point spurred the military coup. Global Disciples Ministry has a staff member and 12 church planter programs in Zimbabwe. Barry with Global Disciples shares,
"It's hard to know what's going to happen. There are a few programs that are in the development stages that aren't fully established yet. So, you know, it could impact them. You know, it's just hard to say what will happen for sure. I'm sure if there is a change and there's a significant level of violence and bloodshed, that will impact our team significantly."
So far, Global Disciples staff reports that things have been quiet, but the economy has taken a hit. As they work to be Christ's light in Zimbabwe,
they're asking for prayer that even though the tensions are there and the economy is challenged and so forth, that their team would continue to push forward in realization of the efforts towards the least reach.
Next, these days, being a follower of Christ is getting to be pretty dangerous, especially in countries throughout the Arab world. Yet because of the hope of the gospel, thousands flock to Jesus, and they want to share what they found at home, but they need training. For over 50 years, the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary, or ABTS, has been equipping people to do just that. For example, ABTS's Wissam Al-Salibi says God's hand was moving to prepare the Sudanese for what was to come.
"In the 90s, we had a lot of students, Sudan and South Sudan. Back then, there was one country. And then slowly, we had more people from North Sudan, even before the split, as if God was preparing also his church in North Sudan, in Sudan, for what's to come, for the split."
Now, North Sudan became a state under Islamic rule, but that hasn't stopped the spread of the gospel. Sudanese who love their country and its people continue to come to ABTS for training in spite of the challenges.
"We ask our partners to pray for, we remain in God's will and God's mission for the Arab world, for the church and the Arab world. This is so important and essential. And second, we pray for partnerships to be formed that support us in prayer and resources and people."
And finally, a child's safety is invaluable. And yet, with a small gift, you can provide safety for children in India who are otherwise subject to growing up in brothels. Donna Glass of India Partners shares the story of Asha, a young girl living in the red light district right now.
"In the evening, she'll hear someone knocking on the door. And once that evening time hits, she gets kicked out of the home and is forced to wait on the streets while her mother works. And she sees men coming into her mom's room every single night. She says she wants to just shout and run away, but she can't. She has no place to go."
Even at her young age, Asha has already been the victim of sexual abuse. Children growing up in the red light district are at a greater risk of interacting with it in some way when they're older. India Partners is encouraging people to consider giving to their Days of Safety project through their gift catalog this Christmas. Glass says,
$50 will provide a week of safety where the child can be in a place that she'll receive food, medical care, education, and counseling as needed, and most importantly, a safe place to sleep every night."
And for some kids, this may be the first time they've ever felt loved or valued. To find your place in this story, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochonga Padite. Sometimes we just need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.